cram 2 years of content into
one year,
which was wrong. It was going way too fast, and like literally they were dropping limiteds like one after the other after the other. It was like
so basically you have to be playing nonstop or basically you're missing out.
Not only that, I mean, you just have to be spending fuckloads of money, because there was like a 2 month period where we had, I want to say, Nagisa after Gatoka, and then like regular Homura, like back to back to back with no break. And people were like, I just don't have the money to spend on this. Like, I can't roll for three limiteds in a row. So yeah, they just blew their load too fast and it died.
Jesus.
It was really rough.
I actually heard that there are Japanese players that played on the North American server because North America had an exclusive magical girl, or
yes,
exclusive Maguka, which I don't know if they brought her over to the Japanese version, because again, I don't play, but that's like, that is incredibly stupid that they would shut it down and just say, well, that's the end of that. No, this girl's gone forever now.
Yep. Her name was Ashley, and she was really cute, actually. She her backstory was she was trying to study abroad in Japan to become a fashion designer, and some of her dialogue was kind of hilarious, because she would always be like, oh yeah, I love kawaii this, and all that, you know. Basically, like, imagine a 16-year-old weeb, and that's what she was, but it was cute. But the real funny thing was that her card was broken as fuck. She was straight up probably the best card in the game.
Wait, what?
Yeah, no. Like when they announced that there'd be a U.S. exclusive magical girl, we all thought like, oh, it's gonna be like a
welfare like gutter card. Trash.
Yeah, it's gonna be like you just get it for the collector's value and that's it. No. They made her like a fucking god. She was like, her dropping like completely rewrote the meta of the game. It was retarded how good she was. So. Actually, you know what? I don't want to get into the whole mechanics of how that game works. But just needless to say, she was an excellent card, so everybody went crazy trying to roll her. And oh yeah, no, that was it. That was so it was that card immediately followed by, you know, Marokami, and then immediately followed by Homura, like limited regular variant cool Mura, back to back to back, and everyone was like, "You can't just do this. No one has this much money to spend on this game."
I mean, some people do, apparently. I've seen the numbers. I have the picture. One sec. I'll post it in the thread as well. But